presence. The conditions that he grew up in were anything but easy, and his childhood not anywhere close to what you'd call carefree. His twin brother died during birth, and his parents worked on a farm and in a factory with very modest means. And though there was not much money for recreational activities, the family made the best of the little they had for young Elvis. He grew up in the small town of Tupelo in Mississippi. The technical advances of the time had not yet reached this area of the world. Almost no one in Tupelo owned a radio, let alone a television. Instead, the Presley house was the epicenter of entertainment in the neighborhood. As creative as they were, there was sure to be a good time at the Presleys with their gospel choir. With little Elvis in the middle of it all, his sonorous voice soon became the main attraction in the little town, and later in all of the United States. Like Elvis, I also grew up in modest circumstances. Born in Stuttgart, Germany in 1963, I had to bid farewell to my father at the age of 3, when he decided to return to his hometown in Greece. Although I had my mother and grandmother at my side, I had to learn to stand on my own 2 feet at an early age. This difficult family situation meant it was not an easy time for me. In these days of patchwork families and open marital partnerships, it's hard to believe how different family life was in a West German province in the 1960s. Patterned wallpaper, furniture that one could only find in a retro shop today, and rigid definitions of how a good family behaved, this all characterized the time. In the 1960s, a single mother was not at all common practice. On the contrary, they were regarded quite critically. Their lifestyle was constantly standing trial. Over and over again, I sensed the skepticism that my family was greeted with. As little as I was, I could sense the looks of the neighbors and noticed their questions. Where is the husband? Why did he leave his wife? How can a mother take care of her son alone and also go to work without neglecting him? The West Germany of the 1960s, that I got to know, was characterized by a conservative family image in which the father was supposed to take on the entire responsibility for the family. Only, in this case, my father had run for the hills. If I learned anything from that time, it was that one should never allow oneself to depend on the opinions of others. Regardless of how stifling or oppressive the majority opinion might be, or how massive the social peer pressures are, you have to stay true to yourself. Who would have believed that the little boy from the small town of Weil, the child of an immigrant without a father figure, would someday be running a company worth millions? No one. And yet.